Welcome back into here to Sports Talk, getting ready for Pelicans basketball. 7 o'clock tip-off on 870 a.m., and we knew it, Jeff. Questionable Zion with an illness, and it is now confirmed he is out for tonight's game. Another game matchup in the Smoothie King Center that the home crowd does not get to see their superstar.
It's so crazy. I can't believe that happened. That's so unusual.
Yeah,
that he's not playing.
It's really disappointing considering he just spoke yesterday and we kind of heard him really being vehement about, I can play back-to-backs.
It's not a great look when you're hemming and hawing about, I want to play. And then the next day it's like,
I'm sick.
I can't play.
I don't know if the team's playing games, you know, trying to, with the tank.
No, but you don't need to sit Zion to lose to the Celtics.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, it doesn't make sense. You want to throw the home fans a bone and put your star out there.
I mean, I believe that he's sick. I do believe that he's sick. I don't know. If he was sick, did this happen today?
Meanwhile, DeJounte Murray with an elbow and whatever else he's dealing with, I'm sure is fine to go.
I don't know. It is what it is.
It's maddening.
It's frustrating, but hey, we've been here.
Head bang against the wall kind of stuff.
Yeah, I don't know. I do not know. I do want to, so we did get a text asking about Rizzy and where Rizzy is with the situation and why Rizzy hasn't taken a job. I think special teams coordinators are oftentimes going to be the last job you fill when you're talking about teams hiring coordinators. I don't think, you know, no offense to the special teams coordinators of the world. It's not, oh my gosh, they hired that guy? What a great hire. You don't even know the guy's name half the time, right? So,
With Rizzy now, people do because he was the innovator behind the new kickoff rule.
Yeah, I think Rizzy is actually one of the more well-known special teams coordinators, especially now that he's been a head coach, or interim head coach, right? And he is getting interviewed. He got interviewed by the Jets.
Right.
So people do talk about
you
him.
You did too, though.
That is true. That is true. I think they interviewed Jim Nagy for their general manager position. Like, they cast a wide net. And then that's not to say, congrats to Jim Nagy for interviewing for that job. But it seemed like they interviewed a lot of people for a lot of different things. So anyway, Rizzy, I think it's more just like, if he feels like he still has a chance at that Saints head coaching job, I don't think he's going to cut himself out of that equation prematurely.
Agreed, right.
Right? And to this point, it doesn't sound like there's a done deal anywhere. So we'll see how that goes. If he takes a special teams coordinator opening job somewhere else, I think that is pretty telling about where things probably stand and kind of the messaging that's going on around it. But I think there will be significant interest in Darren Rizzy. I would expect him to be a special teams coordinator in the NFL next year. If it's not on the Saints, it'll be somewhere else.
Yeah, I wonder if he does not get the head coaching gig here. If he's like, well, you know, I've kind of had my time. It's, you know, time to move on to somewhere else, being a little bit bitter about not getting the job.
Yeah. I mean, how many times are you going to get passed over? I wouldn't be surprised if they tried to retain him, but it probably will be tough to sell that to a guy that wants to be a head coach.
Was it you that posted on social media, what if, you know, the grand what if the Saints had just paid a little more to Dennis Allen to be the defensive coordinator and moved Darren Rizzi into the head coaching spot when that initially had gone through?
That is one of my bigger what ifs, because I think that the entire situation would have probably worked better if Rizzy had been the head coach. It would have never happened. You were never going to do it.
Right.
Like, you were coming off a season. You know, one of the things that happened in that last season under Sean Payton was Sean Payton missed a game due to COVID, and you went to Tampa Bay, and you won with Dennis Allen as your interim. Right? It's not really even an interim.
They shut him out.
Yeah, they shut him out in that game, right? And so, you know, you were never going to end up with Rizzy as your head coach. But I do think, based on what we saw last year and what we know about Dennis Allen as a defensive coordinator, it would have been a much better scenario, and I think you would have had a much better chance for success. I also don't think you would have probably ended up with Derek Carr as your quarterback, because one of the reasons you ended up with Derek Carr is because that was T.A.'s guy.